Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Are we podcasting?
I don't know.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting, you guys?
Oh, yes. I'm just a picture of beauty right now. This is the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
if you want to see this sexy action, you can go to YouTube.
It's so hot. Both of us have got old sweaters on that are like...
so old.
Mine's like pilly and disgusting.
Mine's from the bottom of my laundry basket because you can't smell a podcast. And if you could...
good for you.
Sorry.
But you can watch this podcast on YouTube.
You can find us on all the socials, Instagram.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, all that. You guys
look how lively we sound. Actually, I have been listening to a lot of new podcasts.
Have you really?
A lot of people talk like this.
I can't with that.
On their podcast. And I'm like, NPR, if you're telling, because they will tell like the most compelling story ever, but everybody else, I feel like you were. I'm like, fucking spit it out, man.
Spit it out. Also, like, I get being an intellectual and talking slow, and then I'm like, I have attention deficit disorder.
I get it.
But the other guys, like, you know, we always laugh whenever we get interviewed by daytime radio. It's one of my favorite things that Colin makes fun of. It's always like, hey, this is Chevy from Froggy 104.7. And they talk so fast.
That's the opposite. I can't keep up with it. They're like, hey, tell us where you're going on tour next. And while you're at it, also list all your elementary school teachers in order of favorites. Go. And then you're like, I can't.
It's so true.
I just sit there and I stare.
And then there's true crimers that have the like vocal fry, and he walked into the building.
Yeah,
with vocal fry.
But you know, I was listening to you guys. I'm sure you listened to my favorite murder, the Murder Girls. We love them.
They're perfect.
But they are perfect. And they were saying how like that is like a criticism specifically of women and not of men.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but it makes sense. It's women get called that they have fry, that they're shrill, and it's just a way of saying like, hey, ladies, we don't like anything about you, including your fucking voices.
That's interesting. That is interesting because I do find like if someone's shrill, I can't deal with it. And if someone has vocal fry, I sort of can't deal with it. I'm trying to think if there's male versions of that like...
Yeah, it's the guy who's talking like this.
Yes, hey, Froggy on the Zoo. We're coming to you live from, oh my God. Yeah.
I'm 65 and I still drive a Camaro.
Yeah, I'm like, God, stop. Are you?
Stewie and the Beast. welcome to our morning show.
Froggy 1.7.
Ladies, gents,
we're
so tired right now. And like, Kristen has a really good reason for being tired today.
Well,
we're podcasting,
I'm so excited to talk about this. I wish there was one shred more energy in my body, but I felt
Am I selling it so shitty to be buckle up for this joyride. We're
same.
So fucking tired.
We're ready to pounce.
I want you to know, I'm just going to pre-warn you that I have just started drinking Chardonnay 30 minutes ago, and I'm not censoring myself, and I am not going to slow down on it. Cause
I'm not either. I have two drinks.
I
have two drinks, an orange drink with electrolytes and a red drink with booze in it. And I'm going to hit the red one.
It's one of those vitamin B drinks from my husband.
It is. Is he going to keep me awake?
Oh, shit, maybe.
He said it was just electrolytes. Did I just drink a Celsius?
It's not a Celsius, but it's like if you go into a doctor that's slightly not legit, we'll be like, here. Like that, but you can buy it at Costco.
Am I gonna be high right now? I don't care. It'll be fine. I'm very excited to talk about what we're gonna talk about today because I've been kind of holding on to it, and I think it was just because we sort of couldn't believe all of this was unraveling.
No, there were a lot of reasons. Can I help you unfold the
story?
Can
you unfold it?
Okay. Well, there were a lot of reasons that you didn't. Okay.
should we tell them what we're talking about?
Let's tell them what it is. Yeah.
My son, I'm gonna
because people are asking about it. People are messaging about it, and it's super exciting.
It's exciting.
So little Finn Sweeney.
Little Finn Sweeney.
The firstborn of our crew.
Our crew. He's gonna be 13 in February. I can't even think about it.
He's still a little like burping little baby. Yeah.
Little burping baby that Jen thought maybe had some learning issues because he was so massive.
He was so big, you guys. And he could pull and I was like, stuff off of her table. And she was like, no, he's one. And I was like, oh.
She's like, dear Finn, can I ask you to please leave alone the antique plane from the table? Oh, he's just grabbing.
Can't you tell an antique from a repro? That's, no, but he honestly,
I was like, he's 18 months, Jen.
He was the first teeny baby that I ever babysat, really. Yeah. And we watched Gangland together. I'll always love him.
Yeah.
He's my boo.
She let me go to a movie with my husband. It was the best thing ever. And it was like, I think all in, we were gone for 2.5 hours because I forgot my pump. And so my boobs were exploding. Otherwise, I would have been out longer.
It really was so dang fast. They went to P.F. Chang's. They must have just sat at the bar, ordered apps, and then went to go see a
movie.
80-minute movie.
80-minute movie. Probably left early and then got back. And Jen handled everything beautifully. They were happy together watching a deeply R-rated movie about gang violence and
it's a doc. It was a doc. It's fine.
He's into it now. You know. So when we were in, I guess I'll just say this: Finn is going to be on a TV show, and it's called Extended Family, and it's going to be on NBC. And I'm going to read this information so you guys have it because I'm so excited. I probably will lose it at some point. Saturday, December 23rd, 8 p.m., 5 p.m. PST, Extended Family season premiere, 8:30 night after night court, holiday episode. What does that mean? Am I saying that wrong? I'm really not saying that very clearly.
Is it at 8?
Can you read that?
Yeah,
my glasses,
yeah.
I'm so tired.
Okay. So it's, December 23rd. That's going to be really fun.
It's December 23rd.
So it's 8 o'clock for most people. Yeah, you can check. It's on NBC is the big deal. It's the series premiere, and then they have at 8. So it's going on before night court.
Before night court.
Yeah, which is having
can you remember when on Thursdays, like, night court was the show, and now his show is going to be on before night court on Tuesday?
So it blows
my mind.
Is it going to be on Tuesday nights? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're going to show the first episode, which is called a pilot, on the 23rd and on January 2nd.
Okay. Because that's then January 2nd is Tuesday nights. It will be like when it usually runs. Yeah. So you're going to go look for it on NBC on Tuesday nights, and it'll be at 8:30 then. But go check it out on the 23rd. But I was going to say, I think she didn't want to say anything because we had this writer's strike and this actor's strike. And so nothing was happening. Nothing could be talked about. Nothing could be promoted. And it was like, please let it be happening and continuing. And it is. And it's magical.
It's
and
crazy.
So now we're going to talk about it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm putting my glasses up. I just got off of set literally 30 minutes ago, and I wanted to just show up from there so you can see like kind of like this behind the scenes view, because nobody has a more behind the scenes view than a stage mom. When you want to talk about shifting status, this isn't about me. Let me just go back. Okay, so during the pandemic, the kids were at home, and because I had done some commercials, they had this great, manager, agent, whatever you will. And that's how you get auditions.
Do an impression of her. Cause she's love.
Oh, so no, awkward. I know it will hurt her feelings.
No, it won't.
No, Deb, she's like, she's fast talking.
Yeah.
Fast talking Boston. She's like fast talking. She's like, oh, I'm so excited. She's so lovely. And, we met her, and I was like, look, our kids like to do improv and comedy and stuff like that. We're not big Hollywood people, but if there's an opportunity you think is awesome,
the kids would love it.
And we're in the middle
of
a pandemic. Yeah. They're bored as hell. So we decide these auditions start to come through, and we're like, let's do them. It's fine. What the hell else are we doing? Let's set up the camera. Everything is self-taped. So anyway, Finn.
So that means that – so. When you audition, you used to go into like this room,
which was way fun.
They'd call like 25 people in at one time, and you'd go and read the lines and whatnot in front of one camera. But because of the pandemic, nobody could go into a room, you would set up your phone or your video camera, read the lines, and then send it in.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do. So it's a really, really hard big when deal
your husband is auditioning and then you're running the camera and you're like, I really know how to frame this, but he's like, no, do it this way. And then you get into a marital fight on the take and then you send that in. They're like, we don't want to deal with you guys. And we're like, why?
Well, we got to slow this down. Because
I know, man. We're talking a mile.
I know. Good. We're good. I say, I think that we got to slow this down because it's such an interesting world.
It really
that
is.
I don't think like everyone knows. And like there's some parts of it like I don't know that are like all pops and hisses to me and I'm just like I don't know what they are.
Same.
But so the kids would audition for these commercials.
Yeah.
And then did they get commercials?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both kids have done commercials. And so the kids originally how it worked was I was doing commercials and I loved working in commercials. I thought it was like the most fun world.
You guys
world.
Have seen them.
If you know, you, listen, yeah. You have, but you don't know it's me because I'm the most, like I'm a real basic bitch and it works out great when you're trying to push like Tide and analgesics. I was really in my,
she's
I was in my
gas
window.
Sex lady, you guys.
I was,
it's time you know.
And I had such fun. And then I was very lucky to work with this director who I got to work with many times. And he was like, hey, we have a spot. Do you want to have your kids in it? And I was like, well, what does that mean? And they're like, they get paid the same. And I'm like, absolutely.
Money goes into their college fund.
Immediately.
And, yeah.
Immediately. It was such a gift.
Can I say this thing that like takes this off of
yeah.
you? That like, I think people that don't live in LA might think that there's like, for your kids to be doing this, you have to like be a stage mom or you have to like force your kids into it, that kind of thing. Here where we live in LA, because
yeah.
we lived in Nebraska, we've lived in LA, both of us yeah. for like the last 20 years. You meet people like your dentist is like asked. My dentist literally
yeah.
asked me to be in a commercial. I was like, no, my teeth are terrible. But like, I mean,
I'm
honestly,
like, this, you like, dummy, you negotiate that deal.
It's just the world. It's like,
it is.
Use
there's
this real estate
a little bit of access here.
Yeah. And it's like, so it's not a world that if you live in Oklahoma and you want your child to be an actor, there's probably going to be some major pushing on your part to get that to happen.
And we know those people. That's
no
not
judgment.
Us. No judgment.
No,
it's just
no
not
judgment.
Us.
I'm just saying, Kristen has been like, hey, if you guys are having fun, you can do this. It's
yeah.
to them, it's like soccer, it's like basketball, it's like piano lessons. If you do it, you're going to try hard.
Yeah.
But it's not, we're not, you're,
I'm not
our
pushing
mortgage
it.
Is not based on
no.
you guys doing this.
No.
So.
And also, might I just say, like, I was working as a mom, so like, they would go, do you want your kids in this? And then Finn was being a real butthole, and I was like, you're sitting the bench, buddy. You're really bringing my game
can
down.
You
so
find
I would
another
just.
Kid to be
yeah, I was
kid
like, can I get a different
yeah.
kid? He, mine does not respond to me. You do not want this on set. So
yeah.
I made Finn sat out up until the pandemic, geez, a couple years, like, just because he wasn't having fun, and it was starting to feel hard. And I was like, okay, so, but they both, like, Colin and I, we're
both
performers. We're both improvisers. Both
you guys
comedians.
Have seen these kids
they're
on
the
Instagram
same.
And stuff. They're funny.
They're funny. So here's how it all came
yeah,
to be.
It's so interesting how it.
Deb,
happened,
the fast talking Boston.
Hey,
Kristen. Lady, Kristen.
I need
this.
You to get to CBS Redford.
Right,
pronto.
Sends us this audition, and in the world of auditions, in the world of TV and film, a pilot is the first episode of any new TV show. I'm not talking down to you. I'm just telling you shit I didn't know. So it's
yeah.
called a pilot. So they sent us an audition for this pilot, and it was the untitled something something project, fake name. So because so you then you know like you don't know who it is, but clearly it was a good one because it was for NBC, which those don't come through very much.
Yeah.
The part read, we need a Irish, kind of a smart aleck. 10-year-old
check
who plays baseball
check
and I was like that's Finn Sweeney there you have it so he did the audition and he was great he did the self tape which
he's,
we recorded him
he's not smart alecky to me I will have you
not
know,
smart alecky what do you call it like he's
witty.
Funny witty.
Witty
he's like
yeah
you know he's got that Irish thing like he'll
he is smart alecky
yeah.
to his mom but he's not to
not
me.
In a negative way but so then he does the audition and then he gets a call back and I was like wow that's great what the hell and then okay so a callback is they like you you're still in the mix with a lot of people but they call him back So he makes it to the next step. And I'm like, this is exciting. And what I was telling him, Finn, this you worked hard, you memorized your lines, and this is them saying, we recognize your hard work. So we're going to do a callback. In my head, I'm like, and then we'll set it and forget it. Because this is how this business
works.
Yeah,
that's your trophy.
You don't get it.
You did it, and you did a good job. And that's your trophy that you got to come back.
And then we're all going to just move on from this.
And we had this conversation like, you know what? He doesn't care. He's going to get it.
Jen goes, he's going to get it. And I'm like, no, he's not. And it's okay. And that's the point. Because I do believe, this is a sidebar, I believe that it's so good to measure certain rejection. This is kind of in a different world in itself, because rejection is like a pretty big kick in the balls. And I know that because I've felt nothing but rejection for a strong 18 years.
The gift,
just so everybody understands.
The gift.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The gift that you have when you're a kid, I think, and you do stuff like this, is you don't know that somebody said no. You just went in, you did awesome, and as far as you know, everybody thinks you just like
killed
are
it.
The best and amazing. You know when you get older and that they don't call you back to do it or something, or you don't get the part where
you're
like...
Or you see the commercial on TV and you're like, so this means I didn't get it.
I can't tell you how many times I saw the Better Jen Smedley on TV going, man.
So many times.
She smiles a lot more than I do. Yeah.
Same.
I mean.
And you're like, I'm happy for them. And then there were a couple I was like, I'm not happy for them. I don't like them. I don't want them to get it.
But because
that's just one. But I'm not going to name names.
Like, one of the tricks of like doing anything in life is the less stakes you put on yourself, the better you'll do.
It's 100% true.
It's how dates work. I tell you
it's
what.
It's 100%
true. If I walk into, like, I'm not dating anymore. I want to be. With this guy, I was so fucking charismatic and like on, like I was just, I couldn't like get the guy to leave me alone,
right?
But as soon as I cared, he's like,
well, it's care in that way. It's such a tricky thing because it's that care where you have to, at some point in your life, put yourself outside of the situation and go, how much of this really matters? Like, how much? And I think a kid has this ability to be like, the only thing that matters is what I'm doing right now, and then I'm on to the next, and we're cool. And I think as adults, we go, this thing matters because it's going to matter tomorrow. And it's, oh, my God, my past matters and my now matters, and my forward matters and everything.
I do think I put this thought together, which might make sense or be annoying bullshit. But I do think if people went on dates and they said, I'm going to make this moment fun and important and just because this is 2 hours of my life, I'm going to go do this. And I think like... If when people are auditioning, and I'm sure Finn does this, and that's why he's great about it, or great at it, is that he's like, oh, I get to go in and see if I can make people laugh for a couple minutes. I'm going to go do that. And I'm going to have the best like couple minutes.
Yeah.
Rather than the world is on my shoulders.
Totally. But here's what I will tell you about this experience is he never went into a room. When he did commercials or when was me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he never went in front of any humans.
They watched him a second time on video again.
Oh, no. It gets better. So then they're like, hey, we would like to do a producer session. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So
what
then I'm starting.
Mean?
So producers are the people that are making the TV show and they're the big names. So here's who I'm going to
tell
you.
They're like, we've got skin in this game.
We've got Mike O'Malley.
Decide.
Who you would recognize is the dad from Glee. He's also a stand-up comedian. Used to always wear a Boston hat, and he would, like, curve the bill. Lovely man. Just, like, obviously so Irish and from Boston and cool. And then John Cryer, who is
Ducky.
Two and a Half Men.
He's Ducky, you guys.
If you're us, he's Ducky.
For the moms, it's Ducky, you guys.
And I read that, and I was like, well, that means – those guys are going to be on this weird Zoom. So I'm behind a weird computer watching Finn do this Zoom.
Kristen's crapping her pants and shaking.
Well, yes, because I was like, what?
Is Ducky looking at me right now?
And I can hear John Cryer's voice. And I'm like, you don't understand the romantic comedy world, Finn. You only know YouTubers. So yeah. Finn does a great job. And then we get a call.
What is it, Empire? No.
Let me just say this. John Cryer was so nice to Finn and talked with such a gentle tone that Finn was, I think John can almost be so quiet that Finn was like, it's weird when you're on a Zoom to hold attention. So I think when Finn did that callback, I was like, that was really hard and weird. And you know what? Let's just let it be. Yeah. I was like, Finn, you just got another trophy, dude. You just made it to another part. You handled it so well. You were great. So Finn gets the part, and it's really exciting. And we're like, holy crap.
What? And Mind blown.
Yet there's a big part of me that while this is all happening, and I've always said this, is that Hollywood is an adult business that needs kids. So you are in a tricky, I was like, as exciting as this is and as cool as this is, as his mother, I've got one priority and one priority only, and it is that boy. And I want to make sure that like my head is in the right space, that I'm not like over, I mean, it's overwhelming. It's big and it's grand. So
And she's got to like, in Kristen's head, she's like, I'm going to shadow this kid.
Yeah.
So I make sure that like there's like, because look, you love Finn. Let's be honest. We don't want him to like.
Yeah, I don't want to be his assistant.
You're like, this is this crazy world. Yeah. And so I just want to, legally, you have to be there for them anymore, which is fantastic.
It is.
Good. And also, it's even better for him because you are the kind of mom who's like, no. You, there's no hierarchy here. He's a kid and he's going to get his own soda.
100%.
And he's going to like grab his own lunch and nobody's going to like treat him like a star. 100%. You're there to keep him humble and as fully Nebraska as 100%. He can be.
100%. And the things that Finn was delighted by were the things that like warmed my heart because like so we have dressing rooms, but Finn's dressing room, because he's just a kid and also like not a star, thank God. And like,
and also he's new. Like, who's John Cryer?
He is. He doesn't know any of them. So let me tell you who the cast is. Unbelievable. John Cryer.
Yep.
Donald Faison.
Daddy.
Who you know from. Yeah. I thought you were saying like, he would be so happy if you're like, Daddy.
No, Chris and I was saying both things. So he was on ER.
Scrubs. Dummy.
Fucking God.
Jesus Christ.
See what my problem is? Scrubs. Matthew Broderick was on No.
You need to keep Matthew Broderick out of your mouth.
Okay. So ER was George Clooney. Remember?
Yes.
He was on.
Okay. But before, I'm going to kill you.
Before
Facts
he was
of life.
On
Thank
ER,
you.
Before he was on that too, he was on a sitcom called ER. So that's
I'm
going to
punch you
over.
In the face.
Okay. Somebody knows it.
So he was, so that Donald Faison, John Cryer, Abigail Spencer, who was on Suits in the later season.
Abigail Spencer.
Lovely. Beautiful.
Yeah, tall, beautiful. Like. Thought I was looking in the mirror when I met her.
Totally. Because she is also not even close to being blonde. But anyway. And then Lenny, who...
Oh my God, I love that guy.
Lenny, shoot. I got to get his last name.
Okay.
Let me get that. Because that's important. Because Lenny...
Okay. So we got to go to a taping. Yeah. I know I'm jumping ahead, but I have to say that like, besides that, I feel like, you know, Finn is like, if any child is close to my niece or nephew,
oh
it is
God.
Finn and
they
Eleanor.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, we got to go to a taping. The kids
so awesome.
Went. It was so special. It was so magical. The kids still talk about it. They forced Britt to drive them to go see his billboard.
I know. It's crazy.
I know. I'm jumping
billboard.
Ahead. I'm jumping ahead. But just to go back, the kids are so excited about it. So we all went to the show. And every time Finn and Lenny come out, it's like the crowd goes, he's our favorite.
He really
just, like, come out and drop magic. It's so amazing. It's so
yes. That episode is gonna come out later. And it's really circles around Finn, which I was like, I'm like in the corner barfing going like, oh my God, this is so much respect. I don't want him to feel pressure. I want him to feel safe. Like we're on set. Here's what I can tell you in the fastest way possible that isn't taking away from the fun of this conversation is that literally, and this is not bullshit. This is not like somebody giving an Emmy speech that's like maybe telling the truth or maybe not telling the truth. The crew and the cast are wonderful. And I feel so lucky that Finn is in a crew with parents who get it, who are kind, who are soft-spoken. Because Finn is going to be a seventh grader sometimes. And because of that, like, I love that he has such a good rapport with everyone and they give him just enough like guff that's real. And but they also are educating him and they're patient. But Finn also shows up. My son drives me crazy more than anybody, but I will tell you, I'm so impressed with this kid because it matters to him and he has to memorize lines and he has to say things with comic timing. He has to like be, you know, in a scene and not show off and mug, and he's present and he's like, I am so blown away with him. I would never say this to his face because I'm trying to keep him humble, y'all. But like, he really is doing such a good job. And I see him growing every time he gets to do it. There, he learns something. He knows how to hold his script in his hand the right way. Like, it's just these things that he's learning that are so positive. And I thought only the negative would kind of come with it because you hear all those horror stories.
That's all you hear. You don't hear all the good stuff.
When you end up with this type of caliber of writer, producer, director, cast, studio, it's like, it's incredible. They're all so nice.
You can tell that like they like him.
They
like
love him.
The director likes him. So the guy that's like on set is like giving everybody the commands. Let's do that again. Yep. We didn't get it. We want it better. We want it faster, whatever it is. Like, all these people that could be frustrated with Finn were not. And my favorite
moment
of the entire night. Do you know what I'm going
to
say?
I know what you're going to say. But you have to set the stage.
Okay. So we go to the live taping.
Fantastic.
And it's such a big deal that like it's not canned laughter. It's the audience is really laughing at these live tapings. So like there is a stand-up comedian that keeps you like warm and stuff because you're sitting there for like 4 and 5 hours.
It's a long...
And like the more professional even the kids are on the set, the faster it goes. It's better for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. They act like adults. They're like, you know, it's
so
tricky.
We're sitting there and like it was going great and everybody was like so excited. And for the most part, everybody's so excited to be there. And Finn is killing it. Every time he comes out, he's hilarious. And I wanted to say, like, Finn has this like thing where he's funny when he doesn't know that he's being funny.
That's when he's the funniest.
And it's so delightful. So like there was this scene that, and I can't remember, they were trying to get it like shorter or faster or something. And Finn was just waiting and he was like sitting at a computer desk on the set or something.
And he
like
kind of relaxed.
Quote unquote in his room. And he just burped.
Like he had his mouth relaxed and his mouth was open.
And because I feel like I'm this person who does this where I'm like, I'm so happy and I just fart. And I'm like, you guys, I just felt so comfortable with all of you.
Yeah,
he
just like forgot himself that like there's literally 3 cameras in his face and mics and lights. And he kind of, I think, kind of spaced out for a moment.
He was thinking for a second. And it came out like a 12-year-old
is going to do.
And everybody on set, nobody was like irritated.
At all.
Died. I was like, Abigail's going to pee her white leather pants. Yeah. She's laughing so hard.
And like, that's what I'm saying. They don't like recoil or like go, okay, everybody get it together. They like let the moment happen.
He's 12 and it's hilarious. It's
delightful.
And then Finn goes, you guys heard that, right?
Of course he's on a mic.
It's like dying even more. And then he starts laughing.
Yeah, because
so
he treats everybody like he's in his living room, you know?
He knows we're not laughing at him. We're laughing because with him.
He's loving it. The live studio audience is like theater, and he digs it. And I have to say, I forgot to say, Sophia Capanna is playing his sister. And
oh, God, she's so great.
What a kid. And, like, they get along so well. So every day they have school. They have to do school together. And, yes, this is the tricky part when you're like, God, how do you keep it social stuff and everything? We are working as hard as two parents can work, and also obviously bringing an Eleanor into the fold. Eleanor has her own security badge. That should not surprise you.
Oh, my God. It was, Eleanor sat with us for the taping. Because
she wanted to be with the stand-up comedy guy.
Yeah. So, and she
she's like,
many,
I'm tired of Finn.
Many, many hot bits in. And oh, so I know. Did Dashiell.
They she was a runaway train because I wasn't next to her. So she was like, hey, can I do my imitation? I'm like, Scholar, sit down.
It was like, both her and Dashiell were like,
yeah.
Bits the whole time. It
and
was
then
delightful.
Everybody loved it. Everybody and was so excited.
I think, you know, because I have no like stake in the game other than that. Like,
yes, you do. Because you know that you see me like panicked or worried about all the things that, I mean, I know
I
you
mean,
do.
I shouldn't say that because
you're on our contact list as people that can be with him on set.
Oh my God. Well, that's what I was going to say. Even as like, as I was saying it, I'm like, no, I'm so invested that, like, I will go break legs if somebody is mean to him. But nobody is. Like, it's been great. And that it's, like, magical.
It's been great.
And
that's not bullshit. And I think, if I were holding anything back, you would know it. Like, I.
Yeah.
It's been really, really awesome. I think it's weird being a stage mom. I'll be honest. That's weird. Like,
yeah,
being off to the side and sort of making sure he's okay.
Because Finn is accidentally kind of doing this. And Kristen.
You don't think that's lost on me?
Yeah. He's like.
He tripped into this. He Irish lucked himself right into the top. No student films where you shoot for 3 weeks and you don't get the edit.
Oh, God, are you kidding
me? No improv shows with three people where you're begging everybody
audience,
to show up.
Yeah,
I'm not resentful.
Straight to primetime, man. That doesn't happen.
Are you killing? Are you joking me right now? Like, yeah. I'm sure everyone's like, I bet Kristen is fueled on the side. Just like, what the fuck? But I'm not. I really am not because I think I just care about him more than anything.
Yeah.
And
no, but there's parts of it that suck because as all moms are, like, you're kind of working for him right now.
Yeah, you like, feel like an assistant. It's no different than if you're going, your kid's in dance team or you're going to you're sidelining it on a tennis court.
Your daughter's in five different dances in a recital and you're just hauling costume to like different
and you're bent
spot.
Over putting their tights on. You're no different. Like it's the same thing. If you got a kid that's doing something that isn't your time, you're working for them on some level. It's just weird that like, I'm on the side of this thing looking in. And here's the other weird thing that I think just needs to be said.
That you know all this stuff?
That I know all this stuff.
And they're like.
And that Jen and I have shot our own pilot that we were, it's just the most bizarre thing. So that we know, I kind of know how it works, but it's new because it's him. But I like knowing that I know a few things going in that, because I can't imagine like a mom who would show up that was literally from Oklahoma and then their kid got into this thing. It would be very.
And I would love to say maybe that is going on a date and just enjoying the time that you're there because you don't realize the stakes.
Maybe they're better off because I'm like.
To not know, like, I don't know who the producer is. So I'm being friendly and not like I'm nonplussed by whoever it is that I'm talking. I am talking to the head of NBC right now and I don't know that. So it doesn't
matter.
You're
probably right.
In some ways it might be easier.
Well, here's what I'll say. The first six episodes that we shot, everybody had to be in masks because there was still a required pandemic contract from forever that was still they're figuring it out. So
God, it was last year, but it feels like
it's crazy.
Right?
So the masks really made everybody feel, you know, standoffish, and the protocol was very strict. And
you can't see people smiling when they say things.
So when the strike happened, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, these jobs go away," and you
what
have to
the fuck
understand,
else aliens land
right.
what else is gonna
and you have to understand
universe?
This industry in this town is no different than if there was like a, you know, a car making factory in a town that supported a town. It is not the people John Cryers that are, and John Cryer is lovely, he's all right,
he's gonna be fine financially, but it's everybody who
your craft service
and,
wardrobe, you all these people get jobs. So when we came back from the strike and we didn't have to wear masks and everybody knew there was a job, the delight in people was, I mean, it was awesome. And I knew why they were being this way. And it was, they were happy to see Finn and they were like, buddy, this is going to be great. And so he's just feels so proud of himself. But we also make sure that like, he thinks that this is the coolest extracurricular thing he's ever done. He knows it's a big deal. He knows he's on a billboard. He kind of doesn't care that much because he sees it and then he's like, I'm next to a 7-Eleven, which has my favorite pizza. Like he wears his like regular school uniform.
He would be just as excited if like his baseball team was on this billboard. You know, it's the same like thing to him.
Yes. Yes. And he's proud of it, but it's not the thing that he will happily talk baseball stats. And he doesn't know that this is a thing that people will talk about. He knows he's getting a little bit of attention. We've been really careful. We've been, because that's my job, is to be in front of anything that might get weird. I also remind him all the time, like, be polite, be like aware of the people that are around you that are helping you. Say please and thank you. Get your own stuff. Nobody's going to wait on you. Like, and then when you get home, you're going to pick up dog poop and you're going to walk those dogs. And like, you know, like I just don't want him to feel spoiled or like to, you know, does that sound terrible? Does that make me sound terrible? I just don't think.
No.
A normal adult does not give a shit what a 12-year-old. You're not going to get in a chat with a 12-year-old. You're like, God, kill me.
That's what I've said. Like when Kristen and I talk about this, I go, my only worry would be like, are people going to treat him in a way that will make him think like, oh, am I?
Yes. And that's why I'm there to go, no,
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah. But he's also too, which like, it's not just extracurricular because it takes up like he's there during the day.
He's there during the day.
He still goes to school during the day. So if he's not like up doing his lines and stuff like that.
He's in a schoolroom.
He is in a classroom with a teacher that's keeping him up to date. And Trish is keeping him like,
awesome.
So when he goes back to school Monday,
he's fully integrated.
He is like on the same page, literally in the workbook as everybody else.
Yep.
And so to his credit, like he's doing all of that. Like
he really is. And I think I was really worried about, you know, that all this kind of getting away from us. And now what I've realized is that he loves it and he's doing a good job. And this is,
you can make it work.
We're making it work. Yeah. He's still in basketball. Like he's still going to all these, like he's got extracurriculars, which, you know, luckily I had a couple friends that I could ask these questions to who had worked when they were young. And I was like, what was the key element of like staying like happy? And he was like, just have a extracurricular stuff. And like we hit the lotto with our studio teacher. She is wonderful.
That's Trish.
Trish. Yeah. She is, when I say, she is an advocate. She is, she has to, she goes with them on set. She goes with them in the school. And also the parents are there, but she just doesn't mess around and she makes sure their schoolwork is done and she's engaged and she loves them.
Can
it's
Trish
wonderful.
Come to my house?
Trish will. She went to a Finn's baseball game. Sophia came to a baseball game and made a sign for him. And Sophia is without a doubt gorgeous. And Finn, Finn's on a baseball team. I would say that, like, there's a 3-year-old and a guy that sells insurance and they're all 11. And he was playing on his baseball team and she came to the game and brought a sign. And of course, Sophia's mom is awesome. Her name's Mia. We're becoming very good friends. So she made a sign for him that
That's
said it was so cute. But she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And so she shows up. She's like 2 years older than him. And
hubba hubba.
The boys were a disaster. They were like,
10% of the team not interested.
10% of the team not interested. And that 10% is Finn Sweeney. He's like, hey. And then the other guys were like, my cup feels weird. I don't know if I can bat. Like they were.
Yep.
And darling. They are becoming. I'm so grateful. She's the kid
She's sweet. She's cute.
She's
I met her.
Super
she's,
sweet.
She's super
cute. And they're really becoming this little tight little unit. And I'm grateful there's another kid there. It really gives them people to talk to. They're just having a really good time. It's a good time. Eventually, I'm sure there will be things that are different. But right now.
Well, sure. I always.
It's harder on us as parents. 100%. We just make the place nice for him. But we're. Look how tired I am. We've been the whole thing.
Well, when I sold advertising, I worked for like
to Matthew
LA
Broderick.
Times and Auto Trader and Matthew Broderick, all these places. Like the thing that I was always doing was like I would go into an organization and I usually was talking to like third in charge, you know, maybe fourth or fifth in charge about like where they were going to spend these dollars to try and get like advertising dollars. And a lot of times I'd be with like the guy that owned it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was usually the guy. A couple times, maybe the lady. But like,
I know.
It would be the person in charge. And they always say like the fish stinks from the head.
Yeah.
So if whoever is like running the show is nice and kind and that's the environment that they set, like,
you're totally right.
That is how it's going to be. And if it's like, eat your own, fight against each other, fight to survive and impress me, it will be that way.
Yeah.
But it comes from like, so whoever is like.
I got to give big props to Mike O'Malley. And he we were sitting at a table and he was like, he's funny. He's got this really strong personality that I really like. It feels like at any point he's going to put me in a headlock. Like he's like that
like
guy.
That.
He's like an
I
Irish
like
guy. You know what I mean? You know, you love that. So he's like, he's got this hat. It's like tipped to the side. He's got two boys. So he, you know, and they played baseball for the same league that Finn was on. So he's having all this nostalgia with Finn being the age he is.
Probably missing a slight sensitivity chip because he needs to have a girl to like level him out maybe.
Well, TBD. So, but I think he's, you know, warm, fuzzy when it comes to like the kids of the cast.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And he's really protective. You know, he was on Glee. The boy that we got the name from, Finn, died of a drug overdose. Like there were, he has seen tragedy with young actors and it's just like, it's terrifying. So he's so protective of those kids, of my kids. And Sophia, my kid, now Sophia
now
is
she's
now
yours.
In. So he sat us down at a table and he's like, look, it's really important that the kids stay kids, that they get to do their fun stuff. So don't be afraid to come tell me. He gave us his personal phone number. He goes, if you have stuff that your family wants to go to, Finn has a baseball game, like not only let me know so we can get him out of here and so he can go make it, but tell me so I can go watch, so I can go see him do his thing. He's very
That's
kind.
So sweet.
So I'm in a mask and I can feel my eyes are like, I'm like, pull it together, Hensley.
I did. I could hear him talk to Finn on Finn's mic and he was saying like, hey, does that make sense? If you can do, like when he was giving him direction and
in
stuff
such
like
a,
that.
Yes.
He was like saying it to him. Because you can tell the difference between somebody who has kids and somebody who doesn't, the way that they speak to them. Because somebody who doesn't have kids says something to your kid and I'm like, let me translate to you, like the child, like how to say that. But you could tell that he was like, hey, I don't want you to think you did something wrong. I just want you to do it differently because
build
they're
going
to want it to be faster this way or whatever. Like you could tell he was.
That's why this set, like you said, is so good is because of him. Because there's no bigger pressure cooker.
Sounds hot.
He's lovely. I mean, he's so lovely, and it meant the world to me that he said that because as we were sitting in that table, I was kind of quiet and I was looking at the clock because I knew Eleanor had a improv show at 5:30 and we were kind of sitting there and Finn, I just spit on Jen. Finn goes,
she just burped you guys.
Hey Mike.
You see where it comes from.
I didn't. I farted. Just kidding. I'm Matthew Broderick. So Finn was sitting at the table and Mike said, you know, we want you to be kids. I want to know when you're doing stuff. I don't want you to miss out on everything. We can talk about it. Like keep it open for me. And, little Finn just was like, can I go to my sister's improv show? And he's like, when is it? And he goes, now. And it wasn't right then, but it was going to be in about an hour and a half. And I was a little stressed.
Yeah.
And Mike goes, get out of here, kid. And so then like they high five and like we went to Eleanor's show. It was about Eleanor. And like, there is this thing that I think they recognize that like, we have to keep this feeling of as much normalcy and that like the siblings are part of it and the families are part of it. Cause you spend too much time. Yeah. It was very cool. I was like, you get a big win and not that I'm anybody, but like, you know,
you're somebody to me.
Thanks. Thanks, kitten.
Not only are you hot, smart, hilarious.
Thank you.
Family. I'm sure you can Google it and you can find all the information. So watch it December 23rd. And that sweet little baseball player is our fan.
He does it. I'm so proud of him. And then just keep watching.
Do we podcast?
I think we did. Do we have to do anything else? Mm.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.